listen to the chant of the tobacco auctioneer.
$31. Sold, American. $34. All done. Sold to the American Tobacco Company.
Remember, with independent tobacco experts, with men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky's 2-to-1. Lucky Strike presents Your Hit Parade, starring America's outstanding comedian, W.C. Fields, with Al Goodman and the Lucky Strike Orchestra playing all America's choice in popular music, as revealed by a nationwide survey of sheet music, record sales, and dance requests. W.C. Fields is lurking behind the scenes somewhere, and you'll be hearing from him shortly. But right now, on with Your Hit Parade. Al Goodman starts our musical ball rolling with a tune that's climbing one spot to second place this week. Stop Beating Round the Mulberry Bush. Number 2. Number 7. Light up a Lucky while you listen to the new ballad that's entering in 7th place this week, While a Cigarette Was Burning.
Fashioned in the blue, that a cigarette was burning. Our smoke dreams all came true. We tried to make them linger, as lovers always do. From foolish dreams we woke, for love's a joke that goes up in smoke. Now in each cigarette I see you yet, somehow I shall never forget. While a cigarette was burning, we loved and laughed and learned that hearts were made for breaking. While a cigarette burns.
What country grows the most cotton, the most wheat, the most tobacco? The answer is America. In every one of our 48 states, the United States government, the states and universities are constantly experimenting to help the farmer improve his crops. Ask the farmers in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, and other tobacco-growing states. They will tell you that new methods sponsored by the United States government have made the last few cigarette tobacco crops outstanding in quality.
Yes, tobacco quality has been getting better and better. Cigarette crops in the last few years have been outstanding. Now, Lucky Strike has been buying the cream of these finer crops, and so Lucky's are better than ever. Have you tried a Lucky lately? Try them for a week. Find out how much added pleasure there is in a cigarette made from the cream of these finer crops. We think as your one-week trial will show you why Lucky Strike can make this statement.
Among independent tobacco experts, Lucky Strike has twice as many exclusive smokers as have all other cigarettes combined. This fact is established by sworn records that anyone may examine.
Have you tried a Lucky lately? Remember, with men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky's 2-to-1.
A Lucky Strike Extra. Al Goodman and the orchestra present a special arrangement of a hit tune of 1926. I Know That You Know.
Ah, this was Get Started. As I was telling you.
Please lower your voice, Mr. Fields. And remember, do not mention the product.
No.
We have announcers for that particular phase of our oral information.
Well, as I was telling you out there, I was swimming to Catalina Island. My bathing suit started to smoke.
Oh, yes?
I was swimming awfully fast.
Remarkable, but please keep your voice down.
Yes, certainly. I encountered a seal on the way over. He was exhausted.
Oh, not really.
Yeah. He swam over to the mainland to see the Hagenbeck Wallace Circus that was playing in Torrance.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. It was very nice for the seal to call his friends, but do lower your voice.
Oh, yes, yes. He knew one of the trained seals with our circus.
Oh, no, a little lower, please.
Okay. In fact, he used to be in show business himself.
Himself,
yes. Yeah, but he retired in California.
Oh, like most actors do.
Yeah, I threw him on my back. He helped paddle every once in a while.
Yes. A very considerate seal, but just quieter.
Considerate seal? Yes, it was. He remembered me from the old Tunnaport show. Where's the mob, I said. They're all living in the cove over there. We die for coins.
Oh, lower your voice, please.
Yes. Ridiculous racket, he says. Customers toss big lock washers covered with silver paper. Says we think they're buck pieces and die for them, only to find we have been hoaxed.
Hoaxed? Now, look, I don't wish to be rude, but your yarn sounds a trifle extravagant.
Oh, Doc.
And the audience prefers the music.
Oh, the seal said I know the French connoisseurs, eh?
No.
Seal says I know we don't die for coppers, so when they throw the washes over covered with silver paper, they yell, "Hi, old silver!"
Please.
Huh? Yeah, deceitful lot, the seal says.
Oh, I've never heard of a talking seal.
Is that so? Extraordinary.
Oh.
I had a talking dog once. The ventriloquist sold him to me.
Oh, Mr. Fee.
Yeah, and the last thing the dog said before the ventriloquist left was, "You sold me, eh? Well, I'll never say another word as long as I live." And he didn't either. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The seal's on my back all the time, and I'm swimming like fury. Meaning fast.
Yes, I guessed as much.
Yeah. But now, the thing I miss most, he says, you know what it is? You know what he says?
Uh-huh. Here it comes. Huh? With my eyes and mind wide open and in full possession of all my faculties.
Yeah.
What did he miss most?
Captain Woodward, he said, our trainer, used to have me smoke a Lucky Strike cigarette.
I knew it! Get out!
Wait a minute, wait. I'm playing in the Middle West for a year. I was like a fish out of water, he said. Long time no see, I said.
I'll hit you, Trimble. Out you go.
Wait
a minute. Sit up and let them play the music.
A bullet tried to kill his sister in Winnipeg.
Outside!
Wanted her sealskin coat.
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Hard!
It seems we neglected to introduce W.C. Fields to you, but nothing daunted, he appeared. For what's a little introduction between friends? He'll be back later, but now, here's number 6 on your hit parade. This week, 6th place goes to the romantic ballad from the Broadway musical comedy You Never Know, At Long Last Love.
The good turtle soup, or merely the mud? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time, or simply a lie? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long last love? Thank you.
Hit Parade will continue after a brief pause for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Your Hit Parade continues with number 5, with Al Goodman and the Lucky Strike Orchestra playing the song that's making its 8th consecutive appearance. In 5th place this week, So Help Me. Lucky Strike Extra. Al Goodman presents his special arrangement of a Latin American rumba favorite, The Lady in Red. Thank you.
What musical instrument would you say is the most valuable for its size in the world? Andre Baruch, what do you think?
Say, that's a stopper, Basil. Let's see. Well, how about a genuine Stradivarius violin? They're worth anywhere from $50,000 on up.
Not bad, Andre. But I can name an instrument that may be even more valuable than that. The human voice. Just think. Richard Crookes, the Metropolitan Opera star, earns as much as $4,000 for four songs. And you can be sure he takes the best possible care of his voice and throat. Now it is significant that he and other top-ranking stars of opera, artists like Lauris Melchior, Lotte Lehmann, Tito Skipa, and many others, are all known Lucky Strike smokers. When we went to Mr. Crookes, among others, and asked him frankly why he preferred Luckies, his answer was that he has averaged a pack of Luckies a day since 1920, which he says proves they have never irritated his throat. Now, it stands to reason that if Luckies are easy on these singers' sensitive throats, they will be easy on your throat, too.
You see, Lucky Strike has an exclusive process known as It's Toasted. This toasting process takes out certain harsh throat irritants found in all tobacco. With these impurities out, the flavor of the tobacco is naturally more mellow. As a result, Luckies are a light smoke, kind to any smoker's throat.
Have you tried a Lucky lately? Let your own throat prove how gentle they are. Try Lucky's for a week. Next time you buy cigarettes, ask for a light smoke. Ask for Lucky Strike.
Back again this week is that fabulous, unbelievable Dean of Demons, W.C. Fields. So hang on to your hats, folks. Here we go to Hollywood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the unpredictable W.C. Fields has done it again. He swapped his newly acquired department store for a shiny new car and motored his way to Hollywood, where we find him organizing the offices of the W.C. Fields Promotions Unlimited, a concern that will promote anything from a marble game to a World's Fair. As our scene opens, we find...
You want to tell him that you play Stafford, my assistant?
Oh, no, Mr. Fields. I'm an announcer, not an actor. I don't play parts in film.
You'll play parts, you'll put money in my business, too.
Why, preposterous.
Proceed, go on. You think you won't, huh?
All right, anything for peace. As our scene opens, we find Mr. W.C. Fields of the W.C. Fields Promotions Unlimited...
Double billing, eh?
...entering the building in which the offices he has somehow promoted are located. He's greeted by his newly acquired secretary and the elevator operator.
Oh.
Good morning, Mr. Seals.
Good morning, 8-Ball. By the way, Fields is a cognomen, Abraham.
Yes, nice weather we're having.
Nice weather I'm having, Abraham. Good morning, Miss Crud. What brings you to the office so early this effulgent A.M.?
Well, I couldn't sleep. I'm living in a dormitory, and I went to bed last night between 8 and 9.
What do you couldn't sleep with a crowd like that in your bed? What a vicious pooch.
How do you like my new dog?
Dog? Is it male or female?
No, it's a Russian wolfhound.
Oh, it gave me quite a stir. I thought it was a Rocky Mountain goat. I knew it wasn't a goat. You know, it is quite a different instinct. Well, the goats are herbivorous, while Rover, or canine familiaris, belongs to the carnivorous family.
What family?
Carnivorous family, dear.
Who are they?
People live next door. they'll be very busy now this morning, Miss Cron. I am making some pretty drastic changes to the personnel of my office. My heart is set on an intelligent, dependable, polite office boy. One that doesn't drink, not a lush, you know. Shall we take a lift?
Huh?
The Ascension, as we say in Cucamonga. Where's the elevator, Abraham?
I don't know, sir.
Nip upstairs and see if you can find it. It will be somewhere near the elevator shaft, I'm sure. Usually is. Nip up quickly.
Nip? You told me you didn't want anyone to nip around here. You said if there was any nipping to do, you'd do it.
Quiet, Abraham. Take it on the lamb. Be gone.
Yes, sir, Mr. Steele. Right away, sir.
Okay. There he goes. Third, fourth, third. Even runs like Bill Robinson. Now, pardon me, dear. I'll press the button. There you go. Perfect landing. Ah, here he is now. After you, dear.
Oh, thank goodness for the elevator. Anything to save my puppies.
Has your canine puppies?
Oh, puppies, my feet.
Oh, pardon me, I didn't get the hyperbole. What was your stalling, or calling, your avocation before you became my secretary?
Well, I studied elocution.
Electrocution. Very interesting. Very interesting. Studied electrocution, eh? Must be quite a shock to those poor devils the first time they get it. My dear old father.
Elocution, elocution.
Pardon my error. Have you already paid your teacher?
Yes, I have.
How unfortunate. Permit me to open the door,
dear. Thank you. Oh, be careful. Don't hurt him. My, he's a valuable dog.
Yeah?
You have to pay $100 for dogs of his breed.
You do, eh?
Imagine, that breed cost me $100.
Really? That's very interesting. $100 a breed. I have one at home. Must be worth about $900. He has more breeds than a golf course has holes. Must be worth $1,800, not counting the practice greens. Wonderful dog, though, wouldn't harm a flea, even in self-defense. Did you ever hear that one before?
Many times.
Quiet, quiet. I don't need it. Skip it. The office. Go open the window, dear, Miss Cron. What a beautiful view. The only place in California you can't see Catalina Island from on a clear day. Oh, Belle Galore. I'll open this one. Looks like an important letter. Sounds like an important letter. Did you rip your dress, dear? Yes, I live and breathe a letter from Pecora Buffendill. We shot sheep together in the Himalayas years ago. We'll answer that immediately.
I'll take my hat off.
Yes, do. Pardon me. I'll remove mine, too. Are you ready, dear?
It's all right if I take my coat off.
Oh, yes, yes. Go ahead, by all means. And I'll take this letter. My dear Pecora. Right? Right, dear?
Do you mind if I take my sweater off?
Oh, vicious brute. You'd better keep your shoes on, though. You'll have a few splinters in your footsie pies.
Oh, I'll remember that.
Yeah, wonderful. Take the letter. My dear Pecora Boffendale, with reference to your of the second ultimo, in regards to the baseball game and clam bake on the third proximo, he evidently doesn't like proximo. Have Abraham take the dog over to the dog show.
Do you think he might win a prize?
I don't know, but he'll meet some very fine dogs. How about that, Rover?
It's okay by me.
Is that all?
I wonder.
Shall I write that before I go to lunch or when I return?
Why don't you lie down and take a little nap first?
Oh, would you suggest I go to sleep?
Yes, I would. If you can sleep better lying down, by all means. Who's there?
Oh, it's that fresh kid I told you about. He's come to apply for a job as office boy.
Oh.
He's here with his sister.
Oh, he's here with his sister, eh? Now, give me that sheep. Sheep. How do you think of that? I think he's shooting sheep with him in India. I'll throw that sheet over my head and scare the toughness out of both of them. Here, send them in. Go ahead.
Just a moment. Come in, please. Right this way.
Okay.
How do that? Oh, yeah, that's family. Little children. I am a ghost.
A ghost? Don't?
Ghost. What are you doing in my office at this time of the morning?
It ain't a question of what we're doing in this office at this time of morning. What are you doing out of your grave at this time of morning? Take that sheet off in your head or I'll crush every bone in your head.
Take the sheet off in your head. Okay. Remove your hat, please.
What for?
I just wanted to see if you were bald.
We must have young men for this job and polite ones, too. Take a chair.
Okay.
Miss Crowd, where are the questionnaires?
I don't know.
Oh, that's all right. Don't get up.
I wasn't going to.
Now, that's fine. Here they are. Desk drawer opens and shuts. Thank you. Sketch game, question number one. How many states are there in the Union?
What Union?
Ah, you got me there. You got me there, good. It doesn't say. We'll skip that. What is the longest continent in the world?
Long Island.
No. You can't be right there. See if I can help you there. Let me see. Oh, wait a minute. No. Yes, indeed. I thought I'd missed the page. I got it all right. Measure. Let me put it this way. I'll get him down as South Africa. Who was Cecil Rhodes?
A man.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right. Very right. What did he do?
He died.
No.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I know that for a positive fact.
Yes, I know he
did. Well,
but
you said he didn't.
Well, let me put it this way, dear. Where did he spend the last days of his life?
In bed. He died there.
Oh. You seem to be answering these all right. Now, just wait a minute.
He died. I'm positive of that. I read it in a book. I saw it there as plain as the nose on your face.
Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, thank you. Yes.
It must have been printed in red ink.
Harry.
It's all right. Don't chastise him. It makes me love the little chap all the more. Maybe I could give you a lead this way. Where do we find the greatest number of colored people?
In Harlem. We had a colored man working for us once. Remember, Terrence?
Do you remember, Terrence?
I'm incommunicable.
Oh, you are, eh? Is it catching?
Say, what if colored people and elephants and everything got to do with engaging an office boy?
What were we talking about? Oh, yes, it's a questionnaire. Oh, here it is, Question number two. What's the longest continent in the world? Now, here, let me try it this way. Where is Johannesburg?
Pennsylvania.
No.
Oh, yes, it is. We have relatives there. Johannesburg, Pennsylvania.
Huh?
We spent the best years of our life there one summer.
The best years of your life there one summer? Oh, that's fine. Well, to get back to the longest continent in the world again. What continent is south of Gibraltar? Now, listen attentively. A. F-R-I-C. A.
Africa.
Huh?
Africa.
What'd you say?
Africa.
Africa. Africa. Is that the way to pronounce it? Wait till I look at the map and I'll see. Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I think I had it right. Now, where do elephants come from?
India.
He crossed me.
Say, are you smoking a carrot or is that your nose? I can't sleep with all this talking going on. Do you mind if I turn on the radio?
Do anything you like, Miss Crown.
This anything. Is the Lucky Strike program.
Mr. Fields.
I never opened my mouth at
come
the
on.
Radio.
Get out of here.
I
come
haven't
on,
promoted
out.
Anything yet. The sketch hasn't even started.
Come on, get out.
Wait a minute. Let me go.
Thank you, W.C. Fields. We're sure that America is rooting for you to succeed in your new enterprises. Of course, we don't know yet just what it is you're promoting, but we'll be back again next week to find out what's what. Now, on with your hit parade, featuring all America's choice in popular music, as shown by a nationwide survey. Number three. Skyrocketing six spots on the survey this week, here's the tune that's up among the leaders in third place. The title song from the motion picture, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
How many 18-year-olds in the country can do this? An 18-year-old boy, W.R. Jack Rogers, started in chanting tobacco like that way back in 1928. Known for a time as the world's youngest tobacco auctioneer, Mr. Rogers has quickly climbed to an enviable position in the industry. In his brief career, he has already sold 100 million pounds of tobacco. Of course, he sells to all cigarette companies on an equal basis. So who could be in a better position to give you a fair, impartial opinion about cigarettes? Listen to what Mr. Rogers said recently.
It's a known fact in this business that Luckies buy A1 grades, the finer tobacco. Our people naturally pick the cigarette that uses the finer leaf. That explains the popularity of Luckies with tobacco men. In my case, I've smoked Luckies for 7 years now.
Yes, Mr. Rogers is typical. Sworn records show that most other independent tobacco experts agree with him in his choice of Luckies. Have you tried a Lucky lately? New methods, sponsored by the United States government, have helped make the last few tobacco crops better than ever. And so, Luckies are better than ever. Try them for a week. Next time you buy cigarettes, remember, with independent experts, with men who know tobacco best, it's Luckies, 2-1.
Number four. The motion picture Carefree provides the tune that's making its fourth Lucky Strike appearance. In fourth place this week, Change Partner.
Touching his face, oh, can't you see? I'm longing to be in this place. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sip this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since, heaven knows when. So won't you change partners, and then you may never want to change partners again.
Number one. Up among the leaders for the sixth consecutive week, here's the song that's returning to first place on your hit parade. I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams. Your Hit Parade, your nationwide authority for the most popular tunes in America, played by Al Goodman and the Lucky Strike Orchestra. Don't forget, next week Your Hit Parade will be back over this same station with another program of All America's Choice in popular music and All America's Choice in comedy, Mr. W.C. Fields of the W.C. Fields Promotions Unlimited. Now, a final word to smokers. Have you tried a Lucky lately? Get a package tonight and discover for yourself the two important facts that make Lucky's outstanding. First, that exclusive process, It's Toasted, makes Lucky's a light smoke easy on your throat. Second, Lucky's give you finer tobacco. The proof? Sworn records that anyone may examine show that with independent tobacco experts, with men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky's 2-to-1. Have you tried a Lucky lately? Next time, ask for Lucky Strike. The famous tobacco auctioneers heard on tonight's program were Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky, and Mr. L.A. Speedwig of Goldsboro, North Carolina. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.